VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Iranian state media reports a suicide bombing has killed at least 20 people on the day talks in the Middle East began in Warsaw. Associated Press AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
A suicide bomber has targeted a bus in Iran's southeast, carrying personnel of the elite paramilitary Revolutionary Guard Force, killing and wounding dozens. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which came on the day of a US-led conference in Warsaw that included discussions on what America describes as Iran's malign influence across the wider Mideast. The Guard Force is a major economic and military power in Iran, answerable only to the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A former U.S. Air Force counterintelligence officer who defected to Iran 6 years ago has been charged with spying for the Iranian government. Monica Witt was indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington on charges of disclosing information about a U.S. military program to the Iranian government. One government official called her actions a betrayal of our nation's security, our military, and the American people. As Congress works on finalizing a bill that would keep the government running into the weekend, they're keeping an eye on the White House as well. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump says he'll be looking for landmines in the bill from Congress, which he has yet to see. He indicated, however, he is pleased with preliminary figures in the border security deal worked out by a committee of Republicans and Democrats, but says the opposition party is being stingy when it comes to funding for the wall.
We're building a lot of wall right now with money that we already have.
Trump also tells reporters he does not want to see another partial shutdown of the U.S. government, saying that would be a terrible thing. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
This is VOA News. An award-winning Philippine journalist and founder of a news website that has clashed repeatedly with President Rodrigo Duterte was arrested Wednesday by government agents and charged with libel. Maria Ressa was taken into custody after a complaint from a businessman linked to murder and trafficking in humans and drugs. The Philippine Justice Ministry filed a case on behalf of the businessman, who denies any wrongdoing. Two people have been arrested after a fire at a hotel in New Delhi Tuesday killed at least 17 people. Electrical problems appear to be the cause of the fire. Indian news reports say the general manager and another manager have been charged with homicide. The American Embassy in Lebanon says the United States has delivered laser-guided rockets valued at more than $16 million to the Lebanese army. In a statement, it said the delivery demonstrates the U.S. government's firm and steady commitments to support the Lebanese military in its capacity as the sole legitimate defender of the country's of Lebanon. That reference appeared to be aimed at the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, which has an arsenal that rivals that of the Lebanese army and dominates the country's politics. In a landmark vote, Australian lawmakers have made it easier for sick refugees held offshore to be treated in the country. It's the first time in almost 80 years that a government has lost a vote on its own legislation in the lower house of parliament. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
The legislation will give doctors a greater say on which refugees detained offshore can travel to Australia for medical treatments. Since 2013, Canberra has held asylum seekers arriving by boat in camps on the tiny Republic of Nauru and on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea in the South Pacific, and has insisted they would never be allowed to resettle in Australia. Doctors have said medical facilities on the islands are inadequate for about 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who remain.
President Trump and Colombian President Iván Duque met Wednesday in Washington to talk about efforts to push Venezuela's leftist President Nicolas Maduro from power. At the outset of the discussions at the White House, Duque told Trump, "We want to put an end to the brutal dictatorship in Venezuela." Trump said Venezuela is in turmoil. "People are being treated so badly, I'm not happy about it." The U.S. leader said he is, quote, "looking at all options." You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.